Someone just reverse-engineered Claude's codebase and rewrote it in Python. You're listening to Exploring Next, episode 256. I'm Izzo, Boone's here, and we're diving into something that's equal parts fascinating and ethically complex.
Yeah, this Claude code repository is wild. Someone took Anthropic's exposed TypeScript source from March and built a complete Python porting workspace around it.
And here's why this matters right now. We're seeing more AI companies accidentally expose source code, and developers are getting really good at reverse engineering these systems. This isn't just academic curiosity anymore.
Right. What's clever here is they didn't just copy-paste. They studied the harness, the tool wiring, the agent workflow architecture, then rebuilt the concepts from scratch in Python.
Boone, break down what's actually in this workspace. What are we looking at under the hood?
So the core is this modular architecture. You've got port_manifest.py tracking workspace structure, models.py with data classes for subsystems and backlog state, then commands.py and tools.py handling the metadata for Python side ports.
That's smart. Instead of a monolithic port, they're mapping concepts piece by piece.
Exactly. And the query_engine.py is really elegant. It renders summaries from the active workspace. You can literally ask it, what have we ported so far, and get structured output.
From a product perspective, this is fascinating because it's basically documentation-driven reverse engineering. They're not just building code, they're building understanding.
The CLI is dead simple too. Python 3 MSRC. Main summary gives you the full porting status. Python 3 MSRC. Main manifest shows workspace structure. It's like having X-ray vision into their process.
Now here's where it gets ethically interesting. The original developer explicitly moved away from tracking the exposed TypeScript snapshot. They cite this essay about legal versus legitimate in AI reimplementation.
Yeah, that Hong Minhee essay from March 9th. The timing's important. It came out before the Claude source exposure, so it's almost prophetic about this exact scenario.
I'm giving this approach a solid A- for intellectual honesty. They could have just forked the exposed code, but instead they're asking, is this the right way to learn from leaked AI systems?
What's technically impressive is how they used OMI codecs for the orchestration. Team mode for parallel review, Ralph mode for persistent execution. It's AI-assisted reverse engineering of AI systems.
That's so meta it hurts. Using AI tooling to understand AI architecture.
The verification system is solid too. They've got unit test discovery running against the Python workspace, so you know the ports actually work, not just compile.
From a market angle, this matters because it shows how quickly the community can absorb and re-implement AI system patterns. Companies can't rely on source secrecy anymore.
And honestly, the Python implementation might end up cleaner than the original TypeScript. Python's better suited for this kind of agent workflow orchestration.
The data class models are particularly smart. Instead of trying to preserve the original object structure, they're defining clean interfaces for subsystems and backlog management.
Right, and the port manifest system means you can track progress incrementally. It's not all or nothing. You can see exactly which pieces are ported and which are still on the backlog.
This feels like the future of AI system analysis. Not just black box probing, but architectural archaeology when source becomes available.
I mean, I'm definitely adding this to the weekend project list. The query engine alone would be useful for any large codebase migration.
Okay, let's get practical. What should listeners actually go build with this?
First, clone instruct kr, Claude code and run the Python workspace locally. Get familiar with the manifest and summary commands. They're your entry point into understanding the architecture.
Second, study the OMI codecs workflow. Even if you're not porting AI systems, the team and Ralph modes show how to orchestrate complex refactoring projects with AI assistance.
And third, experiment with the porting approach itself. Pick any complex system you want to understand better and try building a similar manifest-driven analysis workspace around it.
This is just the beginning. As more AI source gets exposed, accidentally or intentionally, we're going to need better frameworks for ethical reverse engineering. This repository is showing us one possible path forward.